See, it would have been cool if I had that one to take a look at. Let me hear my voice. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. At a fight?
With a suit, too, or what? Oh, my God.
E, non-breaking shit. Let me see. So do you want me to throw the host out? Yes or no?
Just do it how you want to do it.
All right, look. Coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown L.A., this is Matt Time Radio with your host, Little Rich and the Holy Crail. Oh, shit. Do it without the names?
Do it without the names.
Okay. Coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown LA, this is Matt Time Radio. Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. Well, see, when I'd matchmake for fights, early on, we used to do them at this little basketball gym in Maywood, and to save some money, just so we were, I'd say, dude, I'll get up and do it, and I'd do it. And then it just became habit. I'd get up there and do it. Then when other promoters would tell me, Hector, you do it? Well, yeah, I'll go. And I'm bound to go to Vegas. I did 2 Showtime events. That was pretty cool. Yeah. Oh, no, like now, like if there's like any show in Vegas, then there's chances to get on. Boom. And you meet other ring announcers. And it's pretty cool because like there's one guy, Lupe Contreras. He used to do all the solo boxeo shows, and his thing was always, vamos a ver, ¿quién es el más macho? But he was so cool with me. Yeah, like him, there was, the first time I got to do a Showtime event, he couldn't make it. And then he calls me up, he goes, hey dude, if I give you a break, would you make the most of it? I'm like, what are you talking about? You wanna do the ring announcer for a Showbox? I was like, yeah, dude, I'll do it. And that was pretty cool because I remember, for like Showbox, they used the old school mic that they dropped down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And that was real cool.
I like that.
Yeah, they dropped the old school silver mics. And those, dude, those are very sensitive. You can't bring it right here. You have to hold it by your ear.
Really?
Yeah, dude, well, you know, sound travels faster from here to your ear. So just so you could hear yourself, dude, because you got no monitors out there either. So you're there and you're like, yeah, you've got to hold it up here. If you hold it here, dude, you'll just hear feedback. And I'm all like, dude, why does it sound like it? Because it is an old school mic.
Yeah, they're called ribbon mics.
Oh, ribbon mics, that's what they call them?
Yeah. They're really sensitive and if you can break them pretty easily. You use phantom power on those kinds of mics by accident.
Mm-hmm.
You can burn the mic right out.
No, it was funny. For the small show, I brought my nephew with me, and they asked him, hey, you want to be the guy who, like, drops the mic down to him? And he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then he was like, tell me afterwards, deal, you know, were you nervous? I was like, I was nervous as shit. Like, the producer had been telling me, yeah, dude, you're going to go on live, you know, about 1.5 million people are going to be watching you. Then it hit me, shit.
Yeah.
Shit. But I remember a buddy of mine who was there, he like sends me 4 Bud Lights, and 15 minutes later I was great, ready to go. Jesus.
I put for the millions on the web.
For the dozens in attendance and the millions listening around the web, this is Matt Time Radio.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, wait a minute. For the for the dozens in attendance. And now, yeah, and